Okay, it's time for Kids Corner. So all you kids out there, come on down. And we present this morning by Ginger Bartlett.
Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
I love Jesus. Yes, I do.
I love Jesus. How about you?
Amen.
Now it's on. Okay. Guys, this morning I'd like to read you a little story about a garden. And the name of the story is The Garden That Wasn't Friendly. Something was happening in the vegetable garden. The vegetables had found a stranger growing right in the middle of a row of carrots. "All right, Mr. Stranger," said the angry carrots. "Tell us what kind of plant you are and how you got into this garden. I'm sure the farmer didn't plant you here." "Well, no, he didn't," said the strange plant. "But I'm called a raspberry bush, and someday I'll have big, red, juicy, sweet berries growing on me. You see, the wind carried a little seed from the woods and dropped it here in the garden, and the seed grew into me." "Listen here, Mr. Raspberry Bush," shouted all the vegetables. "We don't want you in this garden at all. The farmer didn't plant you, and we aren't going to make any room for you to grow. We don't like you. We don't want you here." Raspberry Bush was very sad. The vegetables wouldn't talk to him. And when the rain fell, the greedy vegetables drank it up and tried not to leave any for the berry bush. And when the sun shone, the carrots and all the other vegetables stretched up to take all the light and keep it away from the little bush. But still the bush grew. "Please listen to me, friends," asked the raspberry bush. "If we could be friends, you would like my nice red berries and pretty green leaves. I'd like to be friends with you." "No," shouted the carrots. "No," shouted the tomatoes. "Never," shouted the beans. They were green. They were French green beans. The little bush was very sad. He drooped his bushes, his branches. "Don't you understand?" he asked. "God brought me here on the wind. He wanted me in this garden. Your garden is large and sunny. Can't you make room for me? We want our garden for ourselves. You don't belong here. We don't like you, and we won't let you stay." And the vegetables grew together so close to the little bush that there was no room for him to grow. The poor little raspberry bush tried to be kind and good to the other vegetables. He didn't take away the rain and sun, but took only what was left for him. He tried not to take too much room and was very careful not to touch the carrots with his prickly briars. One day, all the vegetables began to whisper, "The farmer's coming. The farmer is coming to the garden." And they all straightened up and stood tall so the farmer would be pleased. The farmer stood between the beans and the pumpkins and looked all around. "Well, what a fine garden," he said. "What good sun and rain God has sent." Then he began to walk toward the row of carrots. They all stood up as high as they could reach, but the sad little raspberry bush dropped his branches. "I suppose the farmer will pull me out. I suppose the farmer doesn't want me in his garden either," he thought. But the farmer didn't pull up the bush. He carefully lifted the little bent branches. "What's this God has sent to my garden? Why, it's a little raspberry bush, and look, it's not getting enough sun and rain and room to grow." And the farmer began to pull out some of the carrots to make room for the bush. "Wait," cried the carrots, "wait, we'll move over, we'll make room for the bush." But it was too late. The farmer didn't hear. All the vegetables watched what the farmer was doing. He put a stick in the ground beside the bush, and he carefully tied the little branches to the stick so that it would help it grow. "There," said the farmer, "soon we'll have some nice red juicy berries to eat. God sent this bush to the right garden." The other vegetables drooped their heads. "We're sorry," they all said. "We were unkind. We wouldn't share our garden with you, but now you're the farmer's favorite. Could we still be your friends?" "Well, yes, we can all be your friends," said the bush. "Let's all be kind to each other." And they were. Now, what I would like to tell you guys today is God wants you to be kind to one another. Maybe one day a new child will come to your school and they'll be kind of scared inside because they don't know anybody. I want you guys to walk up to them and say, "Hi, my name is Stephen. I want to be your friend today." Maybe there's a bigger kid that's picking on a little kid. Go to him and say, "Hey, that's okay. I'm your friend. Don't worry about it." And you know what? If you do that, you'll be somebody's hero. I'm going to tell you a quick story. About 3 months ago, I went to visit my daughter in Harrisonville. And we were going someplace, and all of a sudden her head started hurting, and then she just kind of passed out. She went to sleep. Well, I called the ambulance. I called 911, and the ambulance come, and they took her to the hospital, and the doctors made her all better. She's doing really well now. But, you know, when I was in the hospital with her, she looked at me, and she said, "Mom, you're my hero." And I went, "Me?" She said, "Yeah." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Because you helped me." We can all be heroes, all of us, okay? And that's what I want you to do, because Jesus says to love one another and be kind to one another. Okay. Now today, I'll have to tell you a story, a sad story. I found raspberries, real fresh raspberries this week at the store. And when I got them out this morning to kind of divide them out for you guys, they were mushy. I just couldn't do it to them. So I brought you berry snacks, okay? So all of you get a berry stack. And yeah, fruities, yeah. And the cups. Get you a cup.